Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Boy, was I not ready for that.
Talking from a distance.
I'm like, where's my microphone? I don't have a microphone in front of me. Thank you, Derek, for managing to... His eyes were as big as saucers. What? All right, well, welcome to The Drift. What we do every Saturday is go over the news that we put on thedailydrift.com. It's...
the news you need to know.
Excellent. And we got a bunch of things to kind of mishmash around. I don't have a real super set agenda today, so...
Joe from Wyandotte.
Eat up some time with Joe. But we got a bunch of stuff I kind of want to talk about. So if you want to call into the show, 734-822-1600. Or if you don't want to call in and talk, you can email me, Gary@thedailydrift.com, and I can read your comments on the air. But before we do that, let's take care of a little business. If you're looking for equipment, snow is right around the corner, so plowing equipment, truck equipment, tractor-type equipment. LS Tractors have these wonderful snow pushers and or buckets to move snow. And Aishelman Equipment can service those product needs, 734-994-6000, conveniently located at 6 Mile Road in US 23. You can see all the equipment they got lined up out there, so lawnmowers, tractors,
you couldn't go for harvesting. You couldn't go for dead leaf management. You had to jump right to snow. It's Labor Day. You jump right to snow.
I think the average listener is probably looking for ways to get rid of the snow. Dead leaf management?
I mow my leaves.
Mow my leaves. That's right. I don't even have a mulching mower anymore, but I still mow leaves. And I find that it works out just well for me. But Aishelman Equipment, you can also go to their website, aeschliman.com, aeschliman.com, or call them at 734-994-6000. And Mark's a good guy. He can get you all set up with the kind of equipment you need for wintertime.
Yep.
So, and then let's also make... looking for some help at The Current, CourantOnline.com. You can advertise in The Current, be online, internet advertising, and in the paper. So try and call Ed at
734-740-7309.
How about doing that again?
734-740-7309.
There you go.
Or look in the paper, look online, it's somewhere.
CurrentOnline.com.
Yeah, easy to get to. Find me on Facebook. I'll talk to you.
All right, on Facebook. There you go. That's the way to do it. Well, let's just start with Hurricane Dorian. We were talking about
it. We dodged that one, huh?
We dodged
the
super weather bullet on this.
Right? Yeah, well, that too.
I mean, it very odd. I feel bad for the Bahamas. I was reading a story online today about this poor father. The water was chest deep or so around his house, and he was so... freaked out that he was seeing sharks swimming around his house. He put his son up on the roof.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
And the son blew away, and he wasn't able to get back to his son, and his son's still missing. It was just devastating, you know, for something like that to happen. Oh, I feel so bad. But they got the brunt of it, and they got hit. But doggone it, if we didn't dodge the bullet in Florida, you know, my sister and parent mom were all set for this giant hurricane to hit, and it made the big right turn.
Yeah.
You know, so not that we got off scot-free.
In Massachusetts now, right? That was quick.
Yeah.
It takes forever in the Bahamas, but that's how people roll. That's how, you know what I mean?
Well, maybe...
Stick around the Bahamas a while, and then maybe check in Massachusetts
maybe
quickly.
Maybe hit Obama's out. Now, I'm not saying that, but I look at those people that were...
okay, you went there.
Why not? The liberals went there.
That guy who says, the waters are going to rise, and he buys a $15 million compound at sea level.
I know, really?
It's currently sea level.
So let's talk about that for a second.
Sure,
really? I mean, come on. Al Gore's got... beachfront property he spent $9 million on 10 years ago.
What a racket.
And so I don't want to hear any more of you people talking about climate change and water rising. It's all hooey.
Yeah.
Every bit of it is hooey. I'm tired of it.
Even if it was changing, get used to it, folks. mankind is that not that powerful, or we could have nuked that hurricane, right? If we were going to do something about weather, we'd have nuked the hurricane, and we didn't. That's right, because Obama declared war on the weather. Remember that?
You started to mention that.
Yes, it was a mission of the Navy about 6-7 years ago. I wrote something about it. And so the Navy had declared war on the weather. It was part of climate change. And well, how do you think the weather's going to react? They're going to come back at us with hurricanes like crazy, right?
Right.
We declared war on them first. But now under Trump, the Navy has backed off from its mission of the war on weather, so we can expect better weather. We'll come to a detente with hurricanes.
They must, because it didn't hit Mar-a-Lago. It was supposed to go straight. And all those liberals that were
praying for
it.
They know what side their bread's buttered on, but they're headed right up towards Obama's compound.
I'm going to attribute a big chunk of it to faith. And I think a lot of people in the United States have faith nowadays, despite what you see.
Where the Dems say, we don't want your prayers.
Yeah,
that's what the prominent Dem candidates are saying, except for Marianne Williamson. She's praying to something other than the Judeo-Christian God. But, you know, I don't know who she prays to. It's just my prayers. You don't believe in God. What are you praying? But that's different.
Yeah,
they're all mocking her. All the other candidates are mocking her because she said something about praying for the people in the Bahamas, like it would do something.
Yeah. I mean, I feel very bad for the people in the Bahamas. What was the story with the deep water Chinese port that was allegedly being built in the Bahamas? And did it get hit badly? I couldn't confirm any of it.
I thought that was the Panama Canal. No, that was their deep water port.
No, I had heard that the Chinese had invested in a deep water port in the Bahamas. I can't confirm.
What's that road they call it? Their whole road policy is going down the tubes because they're going broke. They had this expansion effort going on with Pakistan, you know, and lending money to Pakistan that Pakistan's never going to pay back. Mineral rights in Afghanistan while we're fighting the Taliban, they're mining minerals in Afghanistan. They were all over the world investing our money that they took from us.
Right.
And now that whole policy is collapsing. So that deep water port thing, that was probably in trouble long before Dorian hit it, if it was a thing.
If it was a thing at all. Yeah. And I don't know that it was. But I'm going to say, you know what, there's obviously a little divine intervention for that thing to stop and make a right-hand turn the way it did and spare Florida. Now, I know the Carolinas got hit a little bit and Georgia got hit a little bit, but way, way less than what would have happened had that thing come straight on shore and gone across into Alabama or anything else. You know?
Well, I have family in Jacksonville, and, you know, I was watching closely what happened there. I thought it was kind of funny to see the weather guy. It was almost like that CNN guy who was, like, leaning into the wind that last hurricane, you know, and people are walking behind him, standing up, reading a newspaper, and he's leaning into the wind machine. But I watched this one guy from Fox News, and he was on the beach in Jacksonville. Been in that beach many times, you know, and the wind noise is there, and they're talking about, you know, the hurricane's going to hit. And all these people are out boogie body surfing, you know, and swimming and relaxing on the beach.
Right.
Like they're from Florida. They know what to do.
Yeah, well, oddly enough, and I'm going to tell folks, if you haven't listened to our morning show here at WHAM 6 to 9, Gruber Show, Steve Gruber Show, I'm really starting to like his show. He is really putting a top-notch show together every morning. Monday through Friday.
No more call-ins.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Well, you like to call in because
in once or twice, and he said he liked it, but now it's like, no, you got to text or Facebook or message or something.
Yeah, he's getting busy. Well, the show is good, though. He's picking up a lot of really good guests and a lot of good information
national
on there.
Stuff.
And he was talking about hit that Denmark study that just came out, right, that is kind of attributing that it's an admission by some scientists that, you know what, the heating and the cooling is due to the orbit and the sun, which I think the rest of us already knew. Hello.
Wow.
And it's not due to anything we're doing.
Millions of government dollars did that grant take to determine that, you know?
I know.
Let's see, the sun orbits.
Well, let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte, who's been waiting patiently. To change the subject. And Joe, welcome to the show.
Well, first, to not change the subject, I love Joe Bastardi. You know, he's on Fox a lot. And this was certainly not unprecedented. There's been several storms that have done that kind of a track over the years, and it wouldn't have been unprecedented, of course, had it slammed it. There have been plenty of storms over the years that have come in and hit. So, but the left always, no matter what the storm is or what it does, the narrative is this is unprecedented. Because, of course, they can't deal in fact and reality and don't want anybody to know history. Like when Sandy did this kind of track, skirted the coast, and then kind of semi-hit New York, that was unprecedented, which was not true. It happened like in 1907. I'm not sure exactly.
Oh, that's before year, history.
But obviously there were
no attention
clearly
to those
that
facts.
Many people or that much property to destroy back then.
Hey, when you destroy history and when you have no interest in history, everything's unprecedented, right?
Exactly, exactly. But I dug back through the Daily Drift because...
It's the news you need to know.
Exactly.
It's the stale news you need to know, too. So go back to the back issues. It's the stale news you need to know.
Yeah. Tuesday, September 3rd, you had on about racist Democrats. Democrats called blacks who support Trump mentally ill, mainly Deborah Messing, who has been backpedaling. She said she wanted a conversation, so of course I engaged her on Twitter. I sent her the fact about black unemployment being the lowest in history. I sent her several testimonials of those involved who've walked away or involved in the Blexit movement. Of course, she promptly blocked me because she doesn't want her people to know reality and what's going on out there and to learn anything from black people who woke up and have walked away. You know, they
Wait. You got blocked by Deborah Messing?
Yeah.
Well, I'm obviously not doing my job because I tweeted to her several things that I thought.
Gary,
you know what?
I Piker.
I'm kind of aggravated. I thought I hit her pretty hard, but obviously, Joe, you must have done something.
Did you hit her with facts though, or just opinion?
A little bit of both.
Okay, well, Joe was hitting her with facts. That's.
I think I threw the employment rates at her as well, but yeah, I didn't get blocked. God.
But yeah, she doesn't want any of her followers to see that. Plus, she's busy trying to backpedal as quick as possible, so she just doesn't want that to keep showing up on her feed.
Yeah, I think the only famous person that's blocked me so far is John Cusack, if you can call him. If you can call him famous,
I liked
right?
him in so many movies.
I did, too. He was a good movie. Sad. He's a good actor,
you know,
right?
I loved Gross Point Blank.
Yes,
you remember
yes.
that one?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Or Love Happens.
That was a great Cusack movie. Man. I love that. And 2012, I enjoyed
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay. No, that was climate change. 2012 was climate change.
Yeah,
extremely.
That was, yeah. yes, like The Day After Tomorrow, it was all climate change paranoia, but it was still a
good movie.
You know, 2012 based on the Mayan calendar, supposed end of the world.
Was he in Overcomer?
No. But thank you for queuing that up. Yeah, that we both agree that is an exceptional movie. I give it a B+. I wouldn't quite go to A-, but that I've seen that three times already now.
Overcomer,
already.
You'd only give a B+?
Yeah.
Oh, well, wait a minute. You just said you saw it three times. You go see B movies three times?
I don't know. There's something
How many
wrong.
Times do you see
you
an
your
A
meds?
Movie, Joe?
Huh?
How many times do you go to see an A movie?
Yeah, actually,
once is enough
a lot
for
of
an
times
A movie.
Only once because they're so awing.
You want an A+ movie? You want an A+ movie? Because every time I catch part of it on television, I'm watching Deadpool.
Oh,
I love Deadpool, yes.
I can't
Deadpool
take it, I'm sorry.
Or Guardians of the Galaxy for the same reasons.
Yes.
They are
yes.
a lot yeah. more fun-oriented, not as serious.
Right. See, Joe Lenard knows movies normally, folks, but on Overcomer, he's wrong. Overcomers, A+.
Okay, Ed, did you notice the front license plate on the one vehicle in the driveway?
Yeah, what about it?
The J. Austin Motors throwback, right?
Yep, flywheel. Yep.
You caught it? Okay. Yeah, people keep a watch.
Let me explain.
That's one of the good
These
things
guys
about the Tender Brothers continuity.
These guys have made a series of movies, and they started out making a movie in their church. First, they made a video for their church in Georgia, Sherwood Baptist Church. And then they made a small movie, and they had the church kind of financed it. Was a moral Christian, had a movie to about a small town used car salesman dealership who was kind of corrupt, you know what I mean? Yeah. Morally bankrupt. And it's a hilarious movie, really, really funny, but it's all shot on 16 millimeter. So it's not really ready for prime time. You can get it on DVD. It is great. What do you think about it, Joe?
Oh, I thought that was great. I probably would give that one an A-. You could rent that via YouTube even. You could just stream it through YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
$2.99, $3.99, well worth it. That's where I
And that was the start of these guys making a series of these really high-quality, just fantastic movies. These are studio-grade movies, and they've got drama, they've got humor, they got pathos, they got great acting for a bunch of people you never saw before. Really, really suck you in. Facing the Giants, probably one of the best sports movies since Rudy.
Yeah, and the reason I give that Overcomer a B+, it's no War Room, it's no God's Not Dead, it's no Risen.
Okay, you can be wrong.
That had a huge budget.
Gotta go, Joe.
All right, Joe. Well, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
All right, take care, my friends. I love you,
Joe.
Have a good
one.
Love you, too. Let's take a call from Tom in Detroit. Wants to give a little update on Hurricane Dorian. Go ahead there, Tom.
Yeah, I wanted to, I was listening to George Norrie when that thing was forming before it hit the Bahamas, and he did what he called an intention experiment. This is so he's got about 5 million listeners, and where he asked the audience to basically have in their mind the intention to slow the storm down.
Mind that over matter.
Exact words.
Yeah.
And later on, a couple of days later, he says, "Well, maybe we could have been a little more specific, but we could miss the United States."
Well, and we get George. We get George Norrie here at Wham. Derek, is it every night? No. What night is it?
Oh, George is on. Usually he's on Monday through Friday.
Okay.
And once in a while
coast
he's on Sunday. And sometimes he takes Fridays off. He has other hosts on there on the weekend. The show is on
out
where
what
they
happened?
Do the same type
Hold
of
on.
Topics.
Sorry. Hold on. Derek's thinking.
Yeah, actually, we replaced George Norrie. Jim Bohannon airs now.
Oh, that explains that.
Well, I'm so to bed early, and I don't catch
it. I haven't been noticing lately. So whatever happened to Art Bell? Do we know that?
He retired. He got married, had a child, and he's passed away earlier this year.
Oh, I thought aliens abducted him. Okay, got that wrong.
When he was doing that intention experiment, I could sense there was some kind of a force or a power. And that, and I don't know if anybody else notes these things, but it's the same type of thing that I feel sometimes when I see these politicians, even when they're lying, it's as if they get some kind of, some kind of a momentum, from people's emotional state or something. And if you get into the scriptures, you can make a pretty good extrapolation that, our whole world has more or less the form of a holographic computer-generated image. We're not powerful enough to control it.
All right, we're getting deep. We're getting deep on that.
Yeah.
But anyways, I know what you're saying because I it's mind over matter, right? If enough people pray together,
if you say to the mountain, be cast into the sea, it'll obey you. I mean, is that poetic? Does that mean, that you can take anything this world can dish out to you, or does it mean that mountain actually goes, physically into the ocean by some means?
So what you brought up then is. What you brought up though is the Marianne Williamson thing, and say Art Norrie. We're just going to try and use mind over matter on this versus the actual praying to an all powerful God who has the power to intervene and will answer that prayer. So there's
two different. Here's the problem I see with that is if you're an all powerful, all knowing God, what has value? You have no limitations, so limitations would have value, and that's this whole world is about limitations, about physical laws you know, moral laws, everything.
All right, well, you're getting deep in the weeds for me on that one, Tom. Anything else you got?
Okay, sorry about that. No, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man. Have a good one. Yeah, see?
Wow, but, philosophy. Add that to the repertoire. Yeah.
Well, we can
it's
move
the
on.
The philosophy you need to have.
Shall we move on to the economy, the Trump economy? We had 195,000 new jobs in August. That's
and
that's
the
what
Fed
I saw.
The Fed chairman said what recession?
Yes. Yes, I was at lunch yesterday when I
with
saw
him?
It. I tweeted
you were
it
at lunch with him? I didn't see you there.
No. I was having lunch with him on the other side of the continent.
Oh, okay.
Or a planet.
In your car.
I think he was in Europe and I was in
in your car.
In a restaurant.
Okay.
No, in a restaurant. I was watching on TV. But
CNN,
yeah, it came
huh?
out. No, it was one of the business channels.
I'm sorry.
Whatever. But it was interesting that Jerome Powell came on and made that admission. Yeah. I kind of was shocked that he said, no, we don't see any recession. So you add that to these jobs reports, to the consumer confidence being up, to manufacturing confidence being up. You know what?
Unemployment being down even more.
People should be angry that the Democrats and the media, the mainstream media, have been poking this recession crap at us for months now. And it's nonsense because they're just trying to scare us into – it's like the 12 years and the world ends scare. They've turned into nothing but scaremongers.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. That's all they're trying to do. Get people freaked out to not vote correctly.
Yeah.
People – 2020 is right around the corner.
I think I called into Phil and Bruce's show this morning and they said, well, Ed, what would you tell the Republicans to run on? And I said, well, what a famous Democrat once said, it's the economy, stupid. They got nothing. All they want to do is kill the economy, kill the economy. That's what happened in Australia. The guy who was the liberal who was running, who it looked like he'd have the election, people started catching on that all this stuff he wanted to do, eliminate coal, eliminate this, eliminate fossil fuels, all electric cars within a few years, everything he was proposing, his opponent starts pointing out how much that's going to cost people, and the conservative wins.
Yeah.
Against all odds, the conservative wins in Australia.
Yeah. Crazy, isn't it?
It's the economy, stupid.
Yeah. Let's take a call from Gary in Hazel Park. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, brother and other brother. Hey, look, you know, you were just talking about it, this farce, this global warming thing. They say we got 12 years, and then they all get together, and they all start spouting things like 2050 and 2045. That's a lot longer than 12 years from now. And they never seem to take into account that those windmills that they want to put up that weigh tons each, I don't know, 5 or 7 tons each, all the batteries, the nickel-cadmium batteries, the tens of thousands of solar panels that you will need, all of them have to be manufactured. You have to take energy to manufacture, and just to move it, move the ground, the earth, to get to these minerals, to make these things, is going to set us right over the threshold of their warning, whether they like it or not. So they're just talking crap.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's just illogical. It makes no sense whatsoever that you're going to use all that energy to try and fix a problem that doesn't exist.
And there's no coordination of which way they point either. If they all end up pointing a majority in the same direction, we could end up stopping the Earth's spin. You know how disastrous that would be. You know, if all the windmills were spinning in the wrong direction, pointing in the wrong way, why, we could actually stop the rotation of the Earth. That would be disastrous. People would float off into space, right, Gary?
Okay, I'll talk to the other guy now.
Okay, take that tinfoil off.
Tinfoil off. 2012 is a great movie. I love that movie. I watched it every time I can.
Yeah, I did
too. To watch LA get destroyed and Hawaii turn into a volcano. It's just beautiful stuff.
Well, yeah, I think it's amazing stuff. The way he escapes every last thing at every last second, you know?
On a plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Gary, anything else?
No, it's a beautiful day, you guys. I was going to try to get down there for the Lily Park thing, but it was going to be over before I got there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, thanks for the call, brother. We appreciate it.
All right, bye now.
All right, take
care.
Yeah,
there was a Family Life Services had a walk this morning.
Oh, did they?
Walk for Life. Phil Stargell and I went there. And it was pretty nice. Bunch of pro-life people gathering. We had tacos and
good
free donuts. And
nice.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the hard break. We'll see all of you on the other side. You're catching the drift.
One more bad break could bring. On the move, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep up with the latest in political talk? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels may take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues, discussed by hosts like Steve Gruber, Theron X, and Dana Lash. Call 734-971-1600 today. 1600 AM, 92.7 FM, Wham Radio. We are American made.
Fox News, I'm Carrot McHugh. Assessing the damage done to North Carolina by Hurricane Dorian.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper was touring this site. In this area, wind damage from that twister was the biggest problem. But up the coast, during the hurricane, a 7-foot storm surge caused significant flooding.
We estimate about 800 people remained on the island during the storm. And I've heard reports from residents who say the flooding there was catastrophic.
Fox's Jonathan Sari reporting from Ocracoke Island. Antonio Brown is no longer an Oakland Raider.
The team announced in a statement Saturday morning that they have released the 31-year-old receiver. Brown requested his release Saturday morning after news broke that the team had fined him $215,000 and voided the guaranteed money in his contract following his dispute with general manager Mike Mayock at practice on Thursday.
Fox's Ryan Meyer. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rock Shop on Godfredson at North Territorial in Plymouth has buy one, get one free pots. Large pots, small pots, acres of pots. The Rock Shop specializes in rock from all over the world. Mulches and soil, stone siding, brick pavers, and like I said, pots. The Rock Shop is a DIY store. They'll show you how to install any product they sell for free. The Rock Shop helps accessorize your outdoor living space with stone walkways and steps, fire pits, retaining walls, and more. You'll enjoy the super large selection of fountains, benches, garden art, bricks, blocks, and rocks. Right now at the Rock Shop, all flower pots are on sale. See the great selection in a huge variety of shapes and sizes. The Rock Shop, 6275 Gottfriedson Road in Plymouth. Call 734-455-5560. That's 734-455-5560. Or visit ineedrocks.com. That's ineedrocks.com. They got rock. They got rock. They got rock.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing resort-like care facilities you've ever seen. Their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. And in their pursuit of excellence, WellBridge asks each guest to complete a customer satisfaction survey after their stay. To date, they've earned a satisfaction rate of 100%. Here are some of the comments received. This is my home away from home. This place is outstanding and everyone is super kind. I am beyond pleased with all the care I received. The staff is so passionate for what they do and it shows. This was my mother's third stay here and she always loves it. I've referred this place to many already. My stay has been fantastic. For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge in Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team. Learn more at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch Our Drift in studio with Ipsy Ed Bondarenka.
Happy afternoon.
Yeah, it is afternoon. Sometimes I think it's like morning still when we're here. But
it's got nice out. It's sunny out. Clouds might come over again, but you know, it was nice.
It's certainly fall. It's cooled down.
Well, I wore a jacket to that walk this morning and ended up taking it off.
It's because you were working hard, man.
Because the sun came out.
Working it out.
Yep.
Okay, well, let's take care of a little business. If you have some roofing issues, want a new roof, want some roof repair, roofing, from AM Roofing, AM Construction Incorporated, 734-417-0777. Al Hobbs, I know Al, nice guy. 734-417-0777, conveniently located right in Whitmore Lake, but I'm not sure exactly
how far. Oh, he's going all over.
Yeah,
he goes pretty far. Yeah, he's going all over.
Yeah, he's a master shingle applicator, a wizard for CertainTeed shingles, and AM Construction, 734-417-0777, Al Hobbs. Guaranteed no gimmicks, the accuracy you can expect from a professional. Al's a good
master,
guy.
Master shingle applicator.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty nice, right?
Yeah.
That's fancy. All right, 734-417-0777. Pretty easy to remember, right? Okay, so let's talk about Kavanaugh real quick, because that kind of all just disappeared, right? Mm-hmm. After all the abuse the Democrats and the media put him through, nobody went to jail for lying.
And now they've got their guy on the bench anyhow. Kavanaugh. He's voting with Roberts, right? Yeah. So what'd we get?
Yeah, and
I think we were duped.
And he's not...
fight real hard for him, Republicans. Fight real hard for him.
I think he'll be where he needs to be. He's just following the law, right? I know he wasn't...
Seems like it.
Some people weren't happy with him, but yes. I think he's following the Constitution.
It seems
That's
like
his job,
it. Yep.
Right? Doesn't always mean I'm happy with
Doesn't
it.
Doesn't make us happy, but I have looked at some of his decisions. I thought, you know, I can see what he means here. It's, and that's what we pay him for. We pay him to make the decisions, not us. I'm not a lawyer. I may not. That doesn't seem right, but he's, we'll see.
Well,
Federalist Society recommended him.
Right. Well, Christine Blasey Ford, the lady who was the one claiming that he raped her.
She claimed a lot more than that.
She did. And, she never got charged with anything, any false information. Nobody did. And that's
lying to the FBI?
Lying to the FBI.
Lying to the FBI out of both sides of her mouth.
Right.
Intentionally.
Well, now it
she
comes,
had intent.
Yeah. Now it comes to light from her own lawyer who said, this wasn't about that rape or anything else. It was about trying to destroy Kavanaugh because they were worried about Roe v. Wade. Right. Mm-hmm. Derek, do you have that first track ready? This is Christine Ford's attorney talking to a group and making an admission. Go ahead.
Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation was rocked by allegations of misconduct. Back then, his accuser claimed it was her civic duty to come forward. Remember this?
I am here because I believe it is my civic duty to tell you what happened to me. My motivation in coming forward was to be helpful and to provide facts about how Mr. Kavanaugh's actions have damaged my life so that you could take into a serious consideration as you make your decision.
Well, now, newly uncovered video of her lawyer is raising some questions about that testimony.
He will always have an asterisk next to his name. When he takes a scalpel to Roe v. Wade, we will know who he is, we know his character, and we know what motivates him, and that is important. It is important that we know. And that was part of what motivated Christine.
All right. So that was the whole motivation of Ms. Ford to get up there and lie and try and tarnish Judge Kavanaugh, just to stop or at least put some kind of a shadow on any decision coming on Roe v. Wade. I don't know that we're going to have an overturn of Roe v. Wade. Do you?
Even if we did and it went back to state laws, you'd still have abortion. You'd have abortion in California, New York, Illinois.
All the liberal states. And that's what I wanted to say.
It wouldn't be forbidding abortion.
Right. It puts it back
to the
state.
But it wouldn't be telling the states they couldn't have a limit on abortion.
Right.
Those states
because
don't want to.
Via the Constitution, there is no right to abortion, folks.
Right.
That's not in the Constitution.
And the state Constitution of Michigan forbids it.
Yeah, there you go.
So, that would go back into effect, and then, of course, it would become up for attack, but nonetheless.
Yeah. I mean, it should be at the state level. Your community decides. If you live in a liberal community like California where you want to destroy babies, that's on you, right? Mm-hmm. If you're in the Midwest, Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, you may not want to kill babies. In that case, the law will protect babies.
Or sell them.
Well, or sell the parts.
Yeah, right? Remember I was talking about what's this guy's name? Diffio? He's the guy who was videotaping meetings with he was purported to be somebody who wanted to buy body parts from Planned Parenthood. And STEM Express CEO, the STEM Express CEO is on testifying because they were being asked, you know, in these videos, how much for parts and everything. Well, they're testifying against the guy who took the video, and a guy named Deleden. So Deleden is on trial now for having recorded these conversations with the people selling the body parts. And they're saying he didn't have the right to do that. He violated the law. And he's saying, his argument is, the law says that if anybody could reasonably overhear this conversation, I have a right to record it. Obviously, the waiters, people in the next booth, heck, I find the next booth's conversation very interesting sometimes.
Yes.
I heard a state Supreme Court justice sitting next to me in Hobbs once, and I was just listening to him left and right. So anyways, anybody can hear anything, so that's his defense. And then, he's saying, you said this and that, and they're saying, no, we did not say that. He's, well, let's listen to the tape I made that you're trying to suppress. And basically it comes down to where they are selling beating baby hearts. They're selling, I'm sorry, folks, I don't mean to gross you out here, but this is important you know this stuff. They're selling intact baby heads. In some cases, they're selling, it appears that they were dealing in parts that could only be delivered if the baby was taken out of the womb and killed postpartum.
Ugh.
Okay?
Yeah.
So you need to know about this, folks. This is what these killers are doing. This is the abortion debate. This is where we're going.
I firmly believe, and go ahead, you can call me Tinfoil Gary if you want to. I firmly believe that other than stem cells, they have found or are using baby parts.
Cosmetics.
For cosmetics or maybe in rituals or I don't know what. But something is
research,
bothering me.
And research.
And research, whatever. But I think they've discovered now, right? They can take fat cells and turn them into stem cells. Wasn't that recently?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They figured that out, and it's cheaper and easier than trying to get cord blood and all the rest of the stuff. It's easier. So there's something else going on with baby parts, and it's disgusting. And people need to say, you know what, enough is enough. Give the babies their due. They're human beings. They have a right. They have as much right as any woman who's demanding the right to kill them.
Yeah.
How do we do that?
Folks, if you're interested in this, Google Center for Medical Progress. It sounds like a left-wing organization, but these are the people who are doing the video. Okay? Yeah. And then you can read more about this court case and see for yourself. Center for Medical Progress.
All right. So since we're talking about the hypocrisy of what I consider abortion and whatnot, Will Witt from Prager University does some really good videos getting out on college campuses and that sort of thing. And so he wanted to kind of get people's feel, these young millennials and Generation Zers, take on abortion. And he did it kind of odd by talking about eagle's eggs.
Oh.
Derek, do you have this second track for – good? It's about 2 minutes, but it's worth it, every minute of it. Go ahead and play it.
Europe is committing suicide. How did this happen?
That's not it. No, that's a different one. Maybe I gave.
Well, I'm curious about what that was. But
I think it's on that same page or somewhere in there. But anyways, so he's going out and he's got a petition and he's asking these young people, hey, would you sign this petition to save eagle eggs, to make more stringent laws to save the eagle's eggs? And all these young people are, oh, absolutely. We'll sign the eagle eggs. Let's, sign
to
the
petition. Save the Eagles petition.
He goes, oh, and then I've got the second petition, if you wouldn't mind. This is to save the babies, unborn babies. And all of a sudden, they're all like, oh, no, I don't believe in that. And he's like, you believe in saving eagle eggs, unborn eagles, but not unborn babies? Oh, and then the pathetic excuses that come out is just astounding.
Woman's right to choice. The egg's already out of the womb.
Yes.
We've
got consciousness. I'm like, you're right. We have consciousness.
Yes.
That should be an argument
exactly
for saving the babies over than eagle's egg, right?
Exactly.
And it's just astounding the way this comes out.
It's sad. It's very sad.
It is sad. And these are women, young women, right, talking about it. You got it? Here we go. Go ahead and play it.
See how it goes. We have a petition to stop the killing of eagles, like eagle eggs. You know, people disturb them or they destroy them. These eagles haven't been born yet. Like, they've rights, everything. Yeah. Like, we don't think that they should be harmed or there should be harsher penalties for those kind of things. Would you guys agree?
Huh? Yeah, sure.
Awesome. If you guys agree, we have a pen right here.
Yeah, of course.
Awesome.
Don't kill eagles.
Yeah, don't kill eagles, right? Eagles have rights too. So here's a pen.
Eagles are people too.
Yeah, eagles are people too.
What about
signed,
people?
Printed name. I signed
That's fine.
It.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. Yeah, double signature is fine.
I had like 3 white claws today. Oh my god, how fun!
Perfect. All right, now you sign it. And so I didn't know if you guys would want to sign this for sure. Yeah, definitely.
Best of luck. I hope you save the eagles.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And we actually, let me just talk to you real quick. We have one other petition about stopping the killing of humans too.
Oh my god.
Like babies. Stop the killing of babies.
I hate like killing of babies.
Right? Like you hate abortion? We want to protect their rights too, even though being like unborn.
Wait,
so I don't know if you would want to.
I don't agree with that.
You don't agree with that?
No, I'm like, I'm pro-abortion, sorry.
Oh, fair enough. Why do you...
Is this awkward now?
Oh, no, like, I don't agree.
You don't agree?
I fully support abortion.
Why do you support not the killing of unborn eagles, but the killing of unborn children?
I think it's the mother's decision.
I feel like anyone can make their own decision about their body. I think because there's specific, like, rape isn't considered when you're talking of, like... Eagles aren't raped.
I think that's true.
A human woman should have more rights probably than a bald eagle. Yeah.
Okay.
Abortion.
Thanks.
But babies are gross.
What? See, babies are gross?
Yes. Well, it's just like, you know what it does to your body? You're not a woman, so you'd have no idea. There's precautions against that.
There are.
Yeah, 2019. Take birth control. Use condoms. Yeah.
A lot of things get overlooked when we're talking about people because we have consciousness.
Yeah, fair enough. Do eagles have consciousness?
I don't know. I've never talked to an eagle.
That's fair.
I don't think eagles have a lot of opinions.
I don't think so either. That's okay. All right, guys, we just finished up here, and we found that a lot of the people who we talked to at the beginning of our interview with them didn't really like us at the end of our interview with them.
Dear God, protect our land. I mean, these are the future adults. You know, they can vote already.
Isn't it amazing that you could literally, a flying chicken, an eagle, right, or whatever, is more important to these young millennials and Generation Zers than a human baby.
Well, you know,
what are we doing in our society, in our school system, that we're teaching young people these kind of values? I want to blame somebody. Who do we blame for that besides ourselves? Because I know each of us as a parent, maybe we failed. I don't know. I think my son values life.
It's sort of like Lord of the Flies, man.
Yeah.
These kids are growing up in a university where there's no moral teaching whatsoever, so they're all trying to figure it out for themselves, and they're getting it all grossly wrong, you know?
Yeah, just the one young girl who – the one that was talking gross is the one that had enough common sense to say, use condoms, use protection. She had that part down, right? But she couldn't make the moral judgment that, you know, if there is a mistake, abortion's not the answer.
Well, they used to say, make abortion rare, right? Make abortion rare. And now you got Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders.
You know, who is saying, oh, no, no, we want to use that for population control. As if we need population. You remember, you know, who Thomas Malthus was, right?
Yeah.
That's what we call the Malthusian solution. Mm-hmm. He says, oh, overpopulation. A whole movement of people in the 1800s. Overpopulation is going to kill the planet. It turns out we got more than enough room. In fact, we have so few people here due to abortion, we're having to bring in people from Mexico to do the work Americans can't do because they've been aborted.
Right. Right. Yeah, I've got friends who call themselves conservatives who are very pro-abortion, and they always use the future shock. I don't know if you ever read that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Alvin Toffler. Yeah.
Where they talked about it's the lower crime rates are because we've aborted so many criminals, right? And I'm thinking—
That's eugenics.
That's eugenics,
yes.
Right? And when Bernie said that this week, I was like, they just went overboard. They're out there. They're letting it fly now. You can see everything that Democrats are. They're just out in the open about it, and they're not worrying.
In particular, the people they were aborting that they're talking about, the class of criminals, was the black population.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a racist notion there also.
Yeah, absolutely. And for Bernie to say, because he was go ahead and saying, third world countries are overpopulating. We're going to use abortion then, and we should pay for it as a country. It's our job to pay for the abortions of the third world.
I'm like,
and yet you're also advocating to bring in those third world people here, Bernie. What is wrong with you? Where's the?
He's never held a job in his life. He sponged off the dollar off the American teat, I can say that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been sponging off of that his entire life, folks, except for the, well, even during the time he went to get married in Moscow behind what was then the Iron Curtain. And the guy really is a communist, people.
I'm sure he got money from them as well. You want to talk about Russian collusion? Let's go back to the days when Bernie was over there. Who paid for his honeymoon in Russia?
I think the KGB still has the blackmail files on him. I guarantee. I mean, he got drunk there. We have videos of him being drunk there, singing Arlo Guthrie's, Woody Guthrie's tune. This land is your land. This land is my land. They're all drunk singing. I mean, Woody Guthrie was a communist. He may have sang some songs we all like, but here you got all these people partying. What else did he do over there with his new bride that got filmed?
Yeah. So we've got the Democrats out there pushing eugenics now.
Yeah.
Right? Pushing population control. I don't like the term population control, period.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, we're talking...
That's gun control is population control, by the way. That's how you control the population, is you take away their guns.
Which is also what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got Beto saying, we're going to come... If I'm president, I'm coming to get your guns. I'm going to force your buyback. I'm going to mandatorily
one
make you
one bullet
give up your
at
gun.
A time, Beto. One come. Bullet at a time. It. And it's a high-capacity mag. When it's empty, then you can take it after I'm done clubbing you left.
And so Alyssa Slotkin was in town talking about gun control a little bit up in our district, the 8th district up there. And she wants to talk about universal background checks for everything. Now, here's my problem with universal, besides the fact that, A, it's really just the first of the slippery slope, right? Because if you have to get a universal, they're going to keep that information. They're going to end up keeping track of who's got guns so they can come get them later on, right? Okay. That's the slippery slope.
Yes.
Yes?
I really am concerned here. I may have just violated a federal crime. It may have sounded like I was threatening a presidential candidate.
What?
Well, when I said, here, Beto, come and take my gun one bullet at a time. That's not my intent, folks. It was.
I didn't. Yes. That didn't even cross my mind, dude.
All right.
I see stuff like that all the time. Somebody wants to come and get your guns. Yes, that's fine. But here's what I'm saying, though. How do you enforce such a stupid law as universal background check? Two private individuals want to sell each other a gun, or one wants to buy and one wants what? There's 400 million or more guns already out there in the market that the government doesn't know where they are or who's got them or anything else. So Bill wants to sell Sue a gun. And Sue's like, I really don't want to go get this universal background check. Can you sell? Well, yeah, I'll sell you the gun anyway. How are you going to enforce a private sale for a universal check? I don't understand that. How are you going to do that?
Well, how are you going to do that in Chicago? All those guys selling guns out of the trunk of their car. Now they've got to go to some federal registry and get the brother in the hood, get him, you know, in the Crips, got to get him background checked, and then they can sell to him out of the trunk of their car.
And it's the same with these red flag laws. Listen, if somebody thinks somebody has an issue, a mental issue, right? Don't go take their guns. Take them to the doctor. That should be the process. Hey, we're worried about you. Let's go see a doctor.
Well, my point is,
don't take his guns.
Yeah.
Take him, and if he's a danger to himself or somebody else, I would think that's reason to detain somebody.
You're just going to red flag him when he could actually kill somebody with a car? He could do danger to himself or a family member with a knife? What, you're only worried about the guns. You're not worried about people. You're only worried about the guns because if you think he's going to do damage to himself or others with a gun, then you better go far beyond that and talk about starting to put people in homes without their consent anymore, like we used to do, because they were a danger to society. But we don't do that anymore, and that's why we get what we get.
This is all about Democrat control of the populace. That's what it is. It's nothing else.
Because population control.
You go to the FBI statistics, and more people are dying by hammers. Right, and I think the gun rifles, the AR-15, or the
very minuscule
400. It's
they
nothing.
Show up in the news. That's all. They don't show up in Chicago.
Exactly.
The murders in Chicago. Okay, how many murders occur? Gun deaths occur in Chicago on a weekend. Far surpass the El Paso shooting, the Parkwood shooting. But no, what gets in the news? But these are blacks. They don't count.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the mayor of Chicago gets up and says, oh, but we have these tough gun laws. They're bringing them in from the outlying communities outside of Chicago where the gun laws are lax. Oh, yeah? Well, then how come they're not killing themselves out there?
Well,
if they're not killing themselves out there, then that's not the problem.
Well, the law, if the law is meant to fix the problem, why isn't it?
Exactly.
Why aren't they stopping? Why don't the guns stop right at the city limit?
In California.
Right? Because laws are designed to punish people, not to stop the crime.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Probably preaching to the choir here, but...
And in this case, all you're doing is punishing the legal, law-abiding gun owners.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? A criminal does not obey the laws. I don't care what law, I don't care how many laws, criminals don't obey laws, period.
I've noticed that. I think that's why we call them criminals. But,
For my own sake here, I heard this on Gruber earlier this week, too, and it got my craw because I'm a vape guy, right? Mm. I gave up smoking cigarettes, which I think is huge. And the studies show, these are show studies out of the UK and everywhere else, that a vape is 95% better than a cigarette.
Keep telling yourself that. Okay. I'll agree with you just for the point of being friendly.
95% is what the studies are showing. There's all the tar and the nicotine and all that stuff, right? I'm now down to 0% nicotine in my little vape. So really, I've got a glycol. It's a sugared water, basically, with some flavoring.
You're inhaling sugar water.
I don't really even inhale it. For me, it's just
the diabetes now.
No, listen. There's a lot of people like me. You don't really inhale a vape because it's
but you're looking for the flavor.
I look for the flavor, right? I can envision at some point, like, I'm on a diet too. I'm going to go to the restaurant. Instead of ordering the key lime pie, I'm going to get my little vape pen and I'm going to have my little key lime taste. Okay. Right? But anyways, so Whitmer this week is now, they're talking about banning.
I thought she did.
Or maybe she did. She did. Right?
They banned.
In 30
she
days?
She dictatorially banned flavored vape. You can only have natural tobacco flavored vape.
So here's my point, right? So instead of punishing the kids who are illegally breaking the law and smoking underage, which is what should it, put them in jail for 30 days. That'll teach them. Watch how quickly that ends. Punish them. Don't punish the adults who are trying to quit smoking because it's a huge, huge thing.
I asked my friend at work, how is this going to affect him? Oh, he was really upset about it. He's a lib. And he was really upset about it. I said, so what's your workaround? Because you're an engineer. What's your workaround? Oh, it's easy. You buy the tobacco-flavored stuff, and then you add the flavor. You buy this flavor separate and add it yourself.
Yeah.
So there's your workaround.
There's your workaround. Or you go to Ohio and get your PO. But whatever. But so my point is this, though, right? Because – Juul, which is probably the biggest, got bought by who?
I don't know.
R.J. Reynolds, I think.
Oh, wow.
One of the big tobacco companies. May not be Reynolds, but I think it's Reynolds. Bought Juul. Now, if you've been listening to radio anywhere in this state, you'll hear commercials from Juul. We agree that children should not be vaping, and that's why we stopped selling flavored blah, 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 and we only do the nicotine. Juul does not sell a 0% nicotine.
Really?
Why? Because they want you addicted. Because they want you to use the nicotine in the tobacco products.
You know,
now,
here's
my question.
You really smoke a non-nicotine vape?
I have zero nicotine.
I didn't know that was available. That's an eye-opener.
It is available. And yet the biggest company on the market won't offer it. Ask yourself why. And so here's my thought. What special interest is paying Gretchen Whitmer to do this?
Ooh.
I'm just asking.
Tin foil.
I'm just asking. That was my – so I got that off my chest. I'm a little yanked about it. All right, end of the show.
Calm down. You're getting red again.
Okay, until next week, folks, go to thedailydrift.com and currentonline.com and try advertising with us. See you next week.
See ya.